Namaskara and welcome our generous viewers. Namaskara means hello in Marathi, a language that is spoken mainly in India. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world.
From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you wonderful news from around the globe. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 12 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S, North America, Galaxy 25, Central and South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. In addition, we are available online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, European Commission donates $445 million to ALAK, or Vietnam. In ecology news, researchers from the United Kingdom discover how to change glycerol into a hydrogen-rich gas. In humanitarian news, Global Fund makes great strides in the prevention and treatment of malaria. In education news, two Confucius Institutes open in Spain. In animal welfare news, Adopt a Whale helps a university in Maine, USA to protect this beautiful mammal. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, December 20th, 1993, the General Assembly of the United Nations created the post of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. The mission of this office is to protect and promote universal respect for human rights. Activities to celebrate Human Rights Day and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights are coordinated by this office. Ms. Louise Arbour, a Canadian, is the current UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. Thank you and God bless the Office of United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights for all you do to preserve human rights worldwide. May all world citizens enjoy peace and happiness.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Korea. The recent oil spill off South Korea's west coast reaches Gyeongsangmun Bay, which is the stopping place of 90% of the world's migratory species. The beach and the animals that make it their home are in desperate need of help. For several days, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association's relief team in Korea joined the thousands of volunteers who have come in the winter cold to help with the cleanup efforts. Supreme Master Television's correspondent on location at Gyeongsangmun Bay brings us this update.
오늘 한국 칭하이 무상사 국제협회 회원 40여 명은 강한 겨울바람을 맞으며 기름 제거 작업을 이어가고 있습니다.
어떤 스승님이 항상 강조하셨던 어떤 생명사랑, 하루빨리 이런 생태계가 복원이 돼서 그런 우리 해안 동물들이 자유롭게 살 수 있는 그날을 빨리 보고 싶습니다.
이제 돌에 붙어 있는 이런 그 기름들을 제거하는 그런 작업이 진행되고 있는데 칭하이 무상사 회원들은 먼저 태풍 나리 때도 피해복구에 앞장서서 이렇게 달려왔는데 지금 이 태안 앞바다 기름 유출 이 사고에도 어김없이 찾아와줘서 역시 재난에는 그래도 칭하이 무송사가 함께 한다는 것을 새삼 다시 느끼게 되었습니다.
도저히 백사장을 묶었구나 걱정했었는데 그렇게 봉사자들이 대거 몰려가지고 열심히 해준 덕분에 모래를 보스 반갑고 그분들에게 한없이 고마움을 느낍니다.
지금까지 한국 서해안의 하간포 해수욕장이었습니다.
Although it may take many years for the shores to regain their original health and beauty, the living beaches of Korea's west coast have found renewed hope with God's mercy and blessings. Supreme Master Ching-hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Lion News. United Nations approves ban on death penalty. In a majority vote on Tuesday, the General Assembly passed a non-binding resolution abolishing the death penalty in all member states. The resolution was introduced by 87 countries, including those in Latin America, Africa, and all the European Union states. According to Amnesty International, a total of 133 countries currently ban the death penalty in law or practice. Appreciation, United Nations, and all nations involved in this historic vote for life and compassion. We are now a step closer to a humane and enlightened world that cherishes all life.
Lion News. United Arab Emirates frees inmates as gesture of goodwill. Prime Minister and Vice President of the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, and ruler of Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, has granted amnesty to 377 prisoners ahead of the Islamic holiday Eid al-Adha. Among those to be freed are three detained Canadians. Expressing his country's appreciation, Foreign Minister Maxime Bernier said Canada highly values its friendship with the United Arab Emirates. Thank you, Your Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, for your kind-hearted leniency in advancing the freedom of these individuals. We wish them a joyful return and reunion with loved ones.
Lion News. African Development Fund receives record donations. Representative from donor countries to the African Development Fund recently met in London, where they agreed to increase their support for its projects to $8.9 billion U.S. dollars. The African Development Fund makes interest-free loans and grants with the goal of improving living standards across the continent of Africa. Thank you, all donors, for your compassionate and dedicated efforts to improve the lives of our African brethren. God bless all your loving hearts. Lion News. South Korea elects new president. In an overwhelming victory, former business chief and Seoul mayor Lee Myung-bak of the country's conservative Grand National Party, or HANERA, has been elected to the presidency of South Korea. As previous CEO of the large automaker Hyundai Group, Mr. Lee promises to use his 30 years of business experience to further boost the economy and quality of life for the Korean people. In serving as mayor of the nation's capital, one of Mr. Lee's biggest achievements was to renovate the downtown area with a 6-kilometer waterway that now beautifies the city's center. Congratulations, President Lee. We wish Your Excellency all the best in your new role. May heaven bless your leadership and the good people of Korea.
Fly-in news. U.S. state of New Jersey bans death penalty. New Jersey Governor John Corzine signed a law on Monday that abolishes the death penalty in this northeastern U.S. state. The governor also commuted the capital sentences of 8 inmates to life in prison. Governor Corzine stated, "Today New Jersey evolves. This is a day of progress for us and for the millions of people across our nation and around the globe who reject the death penalty. We applaud you, Governor Corzine, and New Jersey legislators for this law that reflects a respect for life along with the pursuit of justice. May God grace your continued service to the public with fruitful success."
Lion News. Colombian FARC group agrees to free 3 people. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez announced that he received a message that the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, would release 3 people soon and more people at a later date. President Chavez has served as a mediator between the Colombian government and FARC. "Thank you to all who are working to promote the freedom of those held in Colombia. May the country soon be blessed with lasting peace and the return of all detainees to their loving homes."
Lion News. Time Magazine's Person of the Year, President Putin. Russia's President Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin is recognized as Time Magazine's 2007 Person of the Year. The U.S.-based news magazine with worldwide distribution has honored President Putin for his significant achievement as a leader in bringing stability to Russia. "Our wholehearted congratulations on this positive acknowledgement of your noble work, Your Excellency. We thank you for your service to Russia and the world. May the great people of Russia be graced with continued stability, prosperity, and contentment." Fly-in News. France provides a development aid package for OLAC, or Vietnam. The French Agency of Development is providing a loan of 40 million euros and a grant of 1 million euros. The funds will provide a safe water supply while improving overall living conditions for the farming community of central OLAC. "Our sincere gratitude to France, and God bless your caring generosity. May the providence bestow the OLAC's people with prosperity and happiness."
Lion News. United Kingdom donates $4.1 million to fund in support of African agriculture. The UK recently created the Food Retail Industry Challenge Fund, or FRICH, which will support trade in sustainably produced fair trade food from Africa. Minister of Trade Gareth Thomas stated, "We want more of this trade to be fair and ethical, so that many more African farmers have fair and more profitable trading relationships with UK shoppers." Congratulations and thank you, United Kingdom, for creating programs like the FRICH in support of African agriculture. May God bless your efforts with success.
Lion News. Paul McCartney says go veggie to save the planet. Pop star Sir Paul McCartney is launching a campaign to disseminate the findings of a UN report linking animal husbandry to global warming. The report, called Livestock's Long Shadow, states that 18% of global emissions are caused by animal agriculture. Sir Paul said, "That this message comes directly from an authoritative body such as the UN, rather than an organization committed to vegetarianism, is significant. This report should now encourage everybody to do their bit for the planet. Our warm thanks, Sir Paul McCartney, for raising awareness of Livestock's Long Shadow. Blessed be your continued efforts to promote a veggie diet for the benefit of all."
Lion News. Two hero dogs save a toddler's life. Six-month-old puppy Tank and older dog Muck were honored as heroes for saving the life of a two-year-old boy, Max, in Australia. The little boy was found at the edge of a neighbor's dam, having been pulled from the water by the dogs. Both pets have been nominated for a bravery award. Thank you and God bless Tank and Muck for your heroic rescue of Max. Your true tale of courage and friendship fills our hearts with warmth and inspiration during this season of love.
Lion News. Induction lighting helps save the environment. A lighting products company, U.S. Lighting Tech, has developed energy-efficient induction lighting for commercial use. The technology, originally conceived by 19th century scientist Nikola Tesla, uses a wireless system to produce light, resulting in systems that last up to 10 years and that also reduce energy use by approximately 40%. What a creative innovation! Kudos to U.S. Lighting Tech for reviving this technology and bringing benefit to our planet. May heaven bless our world with many more such green and noble endeavors.
Lion News. Australian Pet Store encourages adoption this Christmas. In what may be the first ever cooperative endeavor of its kind, Pets at Home in Melbourne, Australia has entirely halted the sale of cats and dogs for the Christmas season. Instead, the shop owners are requesting that customers fill out applications to adopt their pet from the local animal shelter. Rick Holland, head of the local shelter Lort Smith Animal Hospital, said, "It's a unique partnership, one that is ultimately for the benefit of the animals." What a perfect team! Bravo and heaven bless Pets at Home and Lort Smith Animal Hospital for your loving efforts during this Christmas season. May our animal companions everywhere be graced with abundant security, comfort, and love.
In world news, European Commission donates $445 million US to AULAC or Vietnam. European Commission President Mr. José Manuel Barroso announced during his three-day visit in AULAC that the Commission will donate €304 million or $445 million US to the country. The funds are to be used to help in development in various areas. The European Union and AULAC have also agreed to increase collaboration in a number of fields, including trade, science, and technology. Thank you and God bless European Commission for your very generous donation. May heaven's grace shine upon the people of AULAC. Coming up on Noteworthy News, researchers at Leeds University, United Kingdom, produce a hydrogen-rich gas from glycerol. We'll let the sweet cat out for a little stretching and come right back. So please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
I'm Stella Stevens, and I am a lover of all animals, and I am so thrilled that the Supreme Master Ching Hai has given us books, beautiful books. This one is The Birds in My Life, and this is The Dogs in My Life. I'm sure that if you get it, you will love it too, and your children will love it, and they will learn a lot, and it is the sweetest, most wonderful book. You'll love it. Thank you.
Oinky the Piglet with an environmentally friendly tip. So many children's toys need batteries, and given a choice, you might want to go with rechargeable batteries. They're better for the environment and less expensive in the long run. Thank you for watching. Let's now have a look at the weather from around the world.
Ecology news. Researchers at Leeds University, United Kingdom, discover how glycerol can be changed to produce a hydrogen-rich gas. Dr. Valérie Dupont and her team at Leeds University have been able to convert glycerol, a byproduct of biodiesel production, to produce a hydrogen-rich gas. Until now, disposal of glycerol was something of a problem. This new process holds great promise, as hydrogen is widely viewed to be the clean fuel of the future. It is suitable for everything from power generation to transport and fuel cells. Congratulations and God bless Dr. Dupont and Associates at Leeds University for your very promising discovery. May the Earth be granted with more environmentally successful stories.
In humanitarian news, Global Fund reports great progress in the treatment and prevention of malaria. The Global Fund, a combined effort of the public and private sector, announced that 46 million families that are vulnerable to malaria have received special mosquito nets. These coated nets have proven to be very efficient at preventing malaria. In addition, the Global Fund has financed the provision of drugs to 44 million people with malaria. Many thanks to Global Fund for your dedication in helping millions remain healthy. Heaven bless your work. Up next on Supreme Master Television's Noteworthy News, Allied Whale in Maine, USA is dedicated to understanding and protecting whales. We'll say a silent prayer for peace and joy in the world. Be right back.
And report. Find ways to reduce waste and inefficiencies in your job, whether you work in a restaurant, factory, farm, or office. Answer the call.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world. In education news, two Confucius Institutes open in Spain. The Autonomy University of Madrid and Casa Asia have together established a Confucius Institute. Also, the University of Valencia has opened a Confucius Institute. The inauguration of this institute was attended by Dr. Shening Song, president of China's Northeast Normal University. Currently, 30 Spanish universities offer Chinese language programs. Thanks to the Confucius Institutes and universities in Spain for making Chinese language and culture accessible. May the students in Spain enjoy greater cross-cultural understanding, thus contributing to world harmony.
In animal welfare news, adopt a whale assists whale research. The College of the Atlantic in Maine, USA is offering an innovative program to support research into mammals of the sea. For a fee of $35, members of the public adopt a whale. In return, the adoptee receives a color picture of the whale, information on where that particular whale has been seen, and a lovely book on whales. Through this program, Allied Whale, the college's marine research facility, will be supported in their work of understanding and safeguarding the magnificent ocean animals. Thanks and God bless College of the Atlantic for your compassionate spirit and environmental vision, wishing all of God's creatures safe and happy lives.
And now for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled God's Child.
There's a little child, 老师会问我们谁生我们出来的，那我应该怎么回答呢？妈妈就说，那你就说上帝生我们，上帝就是你的爸爸。然后明天他就去学校了，老师问他，你是谁的儿子？哦，那个小孩又忘了，在那边抓头抓脚了，哎呀，找不到答案了。老师说，谁叫你出来的？谁是你的爸爸？ 然后那个小孩就说，本来我认为我是我爸爸的儿子啦，不过昨天我妈妈又说我是另外一个人的儿子，就我忘记了，我忘记他的名字。
And now for our viewers' heartline. Rancy sent this sweetheart line.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, I really appreciate your good works of compassion and peace. I like watching your programs. The best picture of you is the one with the white dress on your website's logo at the right. Very beautiful. My love and peace to you all. Rancy.
Hi, Rancy. Thank you so much for your letter. We wish you peace and lots of God's love as well. And this from Supreme Master Ching Hai to you. Kind-hearted Rancy, thanks for your compliments. It made my days. Much love.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. Please feel free to share any uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. Please send them along with comments to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen.
As one says in Marathi, Punabetu, which means farewell. May your heart sing with God's eternal melody.